All right. Well, welcome. I think there might be one or two more ladies joining us. They may join a little bit late, but I just went ahead and got started around the 503 mark and launched in. So I was just sharing with these ladies that I'm really excited and super grateful that you're all here, and I'm really honored to create this space for all of us to come together in a like judgment-free zone and a radical acceptance zone. I know that for me and for the majority of my clients and even like my friends, the topic of feeling like we're judged and really caring what people think, like that's a big thing for us as human beings and especially for women. And I've really appreciated in the past when I take programs where we have video conference calls like this, or when I do masterminds where we can all get together and we can be who we truly are and be completely authentic and vulnerable and be silly and be goofy and be weirdos and cry and laugh. And like, it's all accepted and it's all held. And so that is the intention here. That is the manifesto that I really want to hold the line for in this nest or in this tribe. If at any point there's something that feels uncomfortable or feels taggy or anything, feel free to raise your hand, say something, or email me later or anything at all. The feedback is great. My intention is to certainly create a really safe space and a place where we can all get together and be genuine and vulnerable. But if anything ever comes up, certainly let me know. But ultimately, we're here to have fun and we're here to connect. So that's the creed of the tribe here. Do you guys have any questions about that at all? Make sense? Cool. I forget you're on mute. I'm like, what? Cool. So with that being said, non-judgment, I have some notes here, so I'm going to kind of riff through these just to set the stage. This call is being recorded and will go up on the website so that future listeners can hear the logistics and the nuts and bolts. As all of you already know, but maybe future listeners don't know, confidentiality is super, super, super important to me. It is my number one most important thing as a coach, really, because confidentiality within it holds safety. It holds the ability to be curious and vulnerable and all the things that I just talked about in terms of feeling safe to be in a space of non-judgment. So I want all of you ladies to know that anything we talk about, anything that happens on these calls stays on these calls, with the exception of the calls are being recorded for future members to listen to. But these calls will not be like released to the public or, you know, up on my website, my public site, or anything like that. They're specifically for the Life on Purpose tribe. So other people will hear them, but it's within the container of I hand select the people that are here, so I trust them. So confidentiality, and I ask that each of you respects that as well. If there's something, when there's something that really impacts you or something resonates and you want to share it with your friends or your family, awesome. Like, please do that. You know, be in conversation about this space and how excited you are. Maybe use a different name or maybe don't use names if it includes something that someone shared. But yeah, let's just, you know, I want this to be a safe sisterhood. So I just wanted to plant that as our base, right? Like the base layer and the foundation of the garden here. Let's see here. So in terms of the agenda for these calls, as many of you know, I've been building out this online program, the Life on Purpose program, for the last 4 months or so. And I'm just about done with module three. It's taken me a while because it's a pretty big topic, which is self-love and relationship with self. And I didn't even think I was going to include this in the program at first. It didn't occur to me, but after talking to numerous, numerous clients and friends, these questions around, you know, how do I love myself? Like, who am I? What does that even mean? I was a mom and now my kids are gone, or I used to be a nurse and now I'm not a nurse anymore. So these identities that I used to have are no longer something that I can relate with, and now I don't know who I am. So all these questions started coming up and continued to come up around, you know, who am I? How do I have a relationship with myself? So I decided to, that's really important, obviously. So I've been building that out pretty diligently for the last few weeks. And so module three will be up by next week. And then the following portion of that module is actually relationship with others. So how do I stop caring what other people think? How do I get away from feeling like everybody's judging me all the time? Or how could I feel confident going to this dance class or violin workshop when I've never done that before? Or how could I, you know, just like be in situations feeling confident and comfortable with myself, and also not feel like the entire world is like staring at me and judging me. So relationship with others will include stuff like that. It'll also include how to find really good people. There's been, you know, unfortunately the world has really amazing people, and it also has not so amazing people. And I think we've all probably encountered a little bit of both, and there are ways to reach out, find your tribe, find people who think like you, can relate with you, you know, like fly the same kind of freak flag, as I like to say. So we'll be talking about how to foster those relationships, where to find your people, how to drop in, how to connect, how to be authentic, how to safely connect with people, especially if you've been hurt before, stuff like that. So that's a bit of a digression, but so module 3 is up next, and I'm going to actually do a little bit of overview in terms of what to expect from all of the modules in a little bit here. But so circling back a little bit, I think the reason that I was talking about all of that is because as these calls unfold, I'm going to be covering pretty in step with the modules, at least for the first like run, you know, modules 1 through, I think there's going to be 10 now total. So every call, or maybe 2 calls per module, because there's so much in there. I'll be covering whatever that module is about for now. So for example, starting at ground 1 today is the welcome module. So what do we want to get out of this? What would we love to come to fruition in the next couple of months by coming together as a tribe, by being a part of this program? What are some of the things that we want to change? What are some of the goals that we have? So we'll be talking about that today. And then next time we'll probably share a little bit more about that, and then talk a little bit about lifestyle gardening, which is that module 1 content. So I guess that's to say that every call will be covering the concurrent module. And then after 10 calls, we might start over at the beginning. We might spend 4 calls on 1 topic. It's very flexible. I'm very fluid about this. I know that certain topics land a lot, I don't want to say heavier, but certain topics are a lot more relevant for certain people than other people. So finding your purpose, or how to interview, or how to network might be the thing that is super important to one person, but the other person is like, I need to figure out who I am. I don't know who I am. So we're gonna take our time, and we're gonna dive into this together. And essentially, I'm a resource, not only as one-on-one coach, which I am for all 3 of you, but also for those who don't do one-on-one coaching with me, on these calls, this is your opportunity to pick my brain as a coach, as an educator, as a, you know, as a resource, and also receive coaching. This is an opportunity to get that one-on-one coaching. It'll be hot seat style or growth seat style. So it'll be more laser. It'll be like probably 10, 13 minutes of like, boom, like lasering in. So it won't be this really kind of extended unpacking of whatever is up, but we will have an opportunity to explore it, and I will just get in there and see how much we can like dig out and excavate and figure out in a short amount of time. That being said, anybody that's listening to this recording, if you are interested in one-on-one coaching, or if there is something that you would like to have some more time to unpack, let me know, shoot me an email, and we can talk more about that. So yes, I'm your resource, always and forever. If you have questions, if you'd like coaching, if some of the materials aren't making sense, or if you have some kind of huge question mark or aha as a result of some of the reading, I'm here to riff about that, here to explore it. I don't have all the answers, and I certainly don't proclaim to have all the answers. I've got a lot of years under my belt and a lot of diligent research and education, but There may be times where I don't know, and I'll say that and I'll be totally vulnerable and honest. But if I don't know, or if I don't have a sense of how to answer that or address it, I will, like, outside of the call, I will explore that with you or on my own time so that I can support you in figuring it out. So, all right. Any questions so far, or comments, or anything related to what I've said at this point? All right, cool. All right, so that's a lot of the nuts and bolts and logistical stuff. There are a couple of topics that I do want to cover today, but before I do that, I'm going to take a pause. I want to kind of bring the group together, introduce ourselves, say hello. And we're also going to kind of go in a round robin style and say what's good. Those of you who have been in my masterminds before, done one-on-one coaching, sometimes we'll start with a gratitude. Sometimes we'll start with like a high, you know, it was great this week, what worked. So if all of you would be willing, if you're not, that's totally okay. Just, you don't have to unmute yourself. So your name, where you live, and what's good? Anything that's good from your week or about life or a book you're reading or the tea you're drinking or whatever it is, anything that's good. And we'll start with that. So I'll start. Obviously, my name is Fawn. So happy to see all your faces here. I think we have one person joining by the phone too. I'm currently in Idaho. I'm in Sandpoint, Idaho, which is my hometown. And I've been here for the summer because it's absolutely gorgeous. Lots of hiking and swimming and nature activities. So that's where I am at the moment. However, I am officially a digital nomad at the moment, which means that I'm about to embark on some global travels in 3 days, starting in California, going down to Mexico, and then who knows where I'll go from there. So I'm a bit of a gypsy, which is something that I have wanted my entire life. I finally built my lifestyle around that. So, and what's good? This is good. This is amazing. I feel so incredibly grateful that you guys are all here and that we're creating this space together and for growth and development and connection. So that's my gratitude. Lisa, do you want to go next?
Yeah, I can do that. Does awesome. Everybody hear me okay? We all good? Okay. Mm-hmm. So my name is Lisa Syrak, and I too am lucky enough to be residing in Sandpoint, Idaho right now. I've been here 25 years from Reno and have chosen to make my home and life here because mostly not only because it's beautiful, but there are so many good people here. And, you know, that's always a good part of my week, regardless of what kind of headspace I am, as I know I'm fortunate enough to be surrounded by really good people in this community. So the good part, for me is I have had a really good few days with my daughter, who I see, 3 or 4 days out of the week. The other part of the week she's with her dad, and we've had 4 really good days together. And I had a physical therapy appointment today, and instead of leaving, I went to the gym and I hung out on a bike for an hour and actually had sweat dripping between my breasts, and it felt so good. Woo! I got a little chi flowing today, which I have really needed to do. So that's my good today.
Awesome. Thank you for that share. I just felt really energized just listening to you say that. I'm like, I want to work up a sweat. That's awesome.
In a while.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Courtney, you want to go next?
Yep. So I'm Courtney, and I live in Southern California currently. And let's see what went good this week. I would see my friends. We all kind of got together and did a lot of things. We went to Universal Studios for the first time as a group, and that was really fun. And around the house, we lived together, so we've all been helping out, and it's been really nice. So that's been good this week.
Awesome. That sounds like fun. Do they still have the Harry Potter?
Yep.
Yeah. Did you go to that one?
The whole world and all that. Yeah. And the ride and the butterbeer and all that.
Cool. Oh, good for you. That sounds like a blast.
It was.
Awesome. All right. Thanks for sharing that. Much appreciated. All right, Miss Sylvia. You're on mute.
Oh, okay, there we go. Hi, I'm Sylvia. I currently live in Salt Lake City, Utah, but also hoping to be a digital nomad here in the future. Things that are good right now, just the things that I'm learning have been really beneficial and impactful. I'm reading The Soul of Money right now, and that's been awesome. So yeah, it's been great.
Awesome. So happy to hear that. That's a good one. Yay. All right. Thank you, ladies, for introducing yourselves. I really appreciate it. So I'm going to go ahead and do a little bit of sharing around some of the larger themes of why I built this course and what this course is intended to help all of us achieve. These are tools and themes and things that we can use for the rest of our lives, which is super awesome. They're not like, you know, only useful once and then we throw them away. They're things that forever will hopefully benefit us as long as we can remember to use them, which is always kind of the tricky part. So I'm going to go over a couple of themes. One is awareness. The other is happiness and joy. And then the other is purpose. And I'm not going to go like super, super in depth. Again, I just want to give kind of a thematic bird's eye view as to like, why are we here? Like, not why are we here existentially, but why are we here on this call? Why are we here in the course? Well, and I guess, yes, why are we here existentially? And I'm going to pause kind of between themes and take any questions, answer any questions you guys have, and do a little bit of a check-in, get some more feedback around maybe some of your thoughts or experiences with each of these themes. So if at any point you have a question, there's a little raise hand button. Hold on. I found it earlier. Shoot. I don't know if I have it as an administrator. Do you guys see a little, it's like a little icon of a hand?
But I can do this.
That works. Yeah. Okay. That's true. Yes, you can. I've been on these conference calls before, or these group calls where there's like 160 people and it's like all these little squares and it's kind of hard to like, So for today, let's just use our human bodies to raise our hands. And I'll just make a note and then you can put your hand down and I'll get to it. Super. Okay. So square one and the foundation of all personal growth is awareness. And I've spoken, I think, with all of you who are on the call right now. And so I probably will say some things that you've already heard. We've probably already coached around it. So bear with me. I appreciate your patience. And kind of on the same token, though, it's good sometimes to hear the same thing multiple times to really, you know, get it in there or start playing with it, or maybe something will land differently. So the themes that I'm going to chat about today may seem familiar to you, may be super familiar to you. And for those of you who are on the call or listening to the recording in the future, I'm going to be covering these themes in a little more depth than usual, but not totally diving in because I'm A, mindful of time, and B, we're going to be, you know, discussing these throughout the course. So, okay. So the first one, first thing I want to say is that awareness is it's square one of personal growth. It's like the golden foundational linchpin, the brick, the foundation stone of anything and everything that we become, any growth that happens in our personal development stems from this very, very simple, not easy, but simple concept of awareness. So what I mean by that, and a couple of phrases that you may see, you know, on, I don't know, tossed around on Instagram or on cat posters or something, but they're true. The first one is that you can't change what you're not aware of. So if I keep running into the same habit or the same pattern, or if I find myself kind of stuck in not being able to move forward, and I'm just like walking forward, like hitting my head on the, you know, head on the wall, but I'm not asking why, or I'm not asking how is this happening or what's contributing to this. If I'm literally just like asleep and sleepwalking and running into the wall, I'm not going to be able to change anything because I'm not aware. I'm not conscious, right? So consciousness, awareness, these two terms are very interchangeable. The more conscious we are, the more aware we are, the more choice we have in anything that we do in life, like anything at all. So awareness is square one of everything we're going to be talking about in these calls, everything in the course. You know, like for example, lifestyle gardening, which is in module one, I didn't even think about that or know about that until my coach had me do that exercise years and years ago. And she, you know, she's like, what weeds do you have growing in your garden? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And, you know, I realized like, well, I do have a couple of people in my life that drain my energy, and I have an old pair of shoes that I haven't gotten rid of because I'm too skimpy, or like I don't like spending money or investing in good shoes. So there was like a lot of things that I didn't even realize that were in my garden that needed to be weeded out. But before she brought that to the table, before I did this exercise, before I had the awareness or the consciousness to really look at what was going on, all this stuff, I just had all this stuff in my life, and it was kind of like cluttering my life and cluttering my consciousness. So that's one example. Another example of the importance of awareness and consciousness, and this is a really big one, and we'll be talking a lot about this, is around identity. If I have a habit of feeling really, really guilty when I spend money, if I have a habit, which I did, before I took a look at my money story, which is something we'll get to as well in future calls, but before my coach, before I even knew what a money story was, I would feel so guilty when I would spend money on myself. I would feel guilty when I would earn a lot of money. I used to unconsciously, there were these stories running in the background from my childhood or from my family of upbringing or from society that made me feel icky, like money's icky, like, you know, rich people are evil, or the more I have, the less other people have, and all of this stuff. But before I was aware of that, all I was noticing was that my financial situation wasn't very good. And I was like, why? Like, I'm working hard and I've got 16 jobs and I'm trying to save. But it was always a struggle for me. So that's another thing that I learned through a lot of reading, a lot of support through my coaches, is the awareness of, well, you're struggling with money or you don't have a great relationship with it. Let's ask why, you know, let's zoom out. Let's ask where these habits or where these behaviors may have come or your beliefs around money. And so once I started to look at that from a place of awareness, I was like, holy crap, right? Like I have this identity that I'm not worthy, that I'm destined to be poor, or that I should be poor. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff in there. And I had associated that with my identity. Like I believed that I was bad, like bad at money, basically. And with the awareness of that, that's just a story. That's an identity that I've adopted. It's not the ultimate truth. It's not, certainly doesn't have to be my future just because it's been my past. Once I started to like zoom out and realize that, you know, have that awareness to start looking at things from that perspective, everything started to change. So these are a couple of personal examples of how awareness has, you know, majorly affected my life. And it really is at the core of everything. If you're feeling frustrated in traffic, like boom, awareness, right? It's like waking up in the moment is another way that I say that. if you can wake up in the moment when you're like white knuckling the steering wheel of your car, sitting in traffic, getting pissed off, and remember like, oh, I have a choice about how I can feel right now. What would it be like if I was grateful for this moment? Feet to push the pedals. I'm grateful for automobiles. I can turn the radio on. Like it totally expands the realm of possibilities and gives us the choice about what we're feeling and what we're thinking, instead of just being these like kind of sleepwalking robots in our lives. So, is this making sense to everybody? Thumbs up, any question marks? We're good. Cool. Okay. So awareness is really, really important. And we'll be doing exercises and action items that encourage that, like waking up in the present moment experience. We'll be talking about affirmations. We'll be setting reminders in our phones. We'll be asking our friends and family to check in with us if it seems like we're kind of on that like autopilot, like I'm grumpy, or, you know, like in a story about how somebody shouldn't have done this thing, you know, like, again, oh, how else, like what else is possible with this story? How else could I interpret this event? So awareness is awesome. It's the golden key. Awareness also gives us the ability to say, okay, here's the trigger or stimulus. Here's the response. Or I guess on your guys' end, it might be backwards. Stimulus, response. And usually if we're on autopilot or automatic, it's just like stimulus, response. It's like boom, boom. There's no pause in between. And so the more we increase our awareness, the bigger that gap gets. And in that gap is where we get to choose. Like that's where we get to be conscious. That's where we get to be in choice. So stimulus, this guy cut me off in traffic. Typical response would be screw him, flip him the finger, whatever, get grumpy. But if we have this awareness, we realize, oh, I don't have to be at the whim of the events of the world. Like I can choose my reality. I can choose my interpretation. I can choose the thoughts I'm having or the feelings I'm having. And that's where our personal power is. And that's where we get to create our lives from, is not just by default or not by reaction or response to the outside world, but by consciously choosing, you know, I want to be really great with money. So now I'm going to start choosing new thoughts, and I'm going to start surrounding myself with people who are wise in that category, et cetera, for that example anyway. So, ultimately, awareness helps us to create that gap, and in creating that gap, we start to make different choices. And by making different choices, we start to reprogram our circuitry. So from a biological, neurological perspective, and this is science, this isn't like new age woo-woo or law of attraction stuff, which I have nothing against, but I know a lot of people really appreciate hard science too. So from a hard science perspective, it's well proven at this point in the research. You can do a Google search and there's probably a ton of scholarly articles that come up. But the saying goes that neurons that fire together wire together. So if we have 20 years of our lives believed that money is bad or icky or evil or what have you, then those patterns have been going on for a really long time, right? In our circuitry. So those grooves have been grooved. Those connections have been strengthened over and over and over by the way that we've thought about and related to whatever the topic is. I'm using the example of money. But in this awareness, in the stimulus response gap, then we can say, oh wait, okay, I almost just went with the thought that money is evil, but I'm gonna choose a different thought. Money is wonderful. The more money I have, the more I can help others. Okay, so then choosing that thought. And over time, repeatedly choosing that thought, the old circuitry starts to get, it just disintegrates is the word I'm looking for. So it begins to disintegrate because it's not getting used. It's just like a muscle, right? The macro is the micro, and the micro is the macro. So if we're not using those neurons, if we're not using those connections that are disempowering or connected with limiting beliefs or roles or identities, then those start to atrophy. Meanwhile, this other one that's like, I'm choosing this. This is my active choice to create myself and my reality, that one gets strengthened. Which is, I think, why we're all here, is to become conscious, to become creators of our own lives, to build our dream lives, to actually really, really live lives that we want to live, and feel very empowered and feel like we are the best people, human beings, women that we could possibly be. And as being a human, that requires changing some of those circuits up there. So, and emotionally as well. So there is that mind-body connection. So So awareness leads to empowerment, leads to agency, leads to our ability to become whatever and whoever we want and do whatever we want with our lives. And that's where, I think that's where the miracle of life is. Just like, it's the most incredible thing to be human, because we really can. We're not like, we're not robots. We can do whatever we want, but we have to retrain ourselves to get there. So, how we doing, ladies? Is this making sense? Are there any questions? Doing good. Okay, cool. I'm going to pause here. So let's do a little bit of a share right now. So all of that being said, my share about awareness and how awareness helps us to change our behaviors or our thoughts. I would love to hear what you would like to be more aware of in your life. So maybe something where you find yourself being triggered and just like doing the same thing the same way over and over, and you want to change that, or you're aware that it's so automatic for you and it's something that you would like to be more aware of or possibly even change. Or maybe you'd like to be more aware of other people's feelings, or more aware of gratitude or abundance or anything. Would you all be willing to do just like a quick share of like, what would you like to be more aware of? Is that okay? Awesome. Okay. So I'm realizing that the lighting in here is getting darker. Sorry about that. So I'll go ahead and start the round robin here. Let's see. I would like to be more aware of giving myself permission to chill out. I tend to be go, go, go all the time. And even if I'm relaxing, I'm reading or watching a TED talk or something. Like, that's my version of relaxing. I would love to be more aware of taking some moments throughout the day or the week to just do nothing, like maybe just go on a walk or something. So that's my awareness. Let's see, Lisa, would you be willing to share what you'd like to be more aware of?
Let's see. I have a lot of things going on in my brain right now.
Take your time.
I think since it was, it's been kind of a day for me to reconnect with my body. What I want to rebuild is my relationship with taking better care of myself and feeling the benefits of that. So for instance, today I actually sweat, and I haven't sweat in a long time because I have some physical limitations, just, you know, to kind of fill you ladies in. And so now I kind of have a green light to start using my body more. And yeah, I just want to become aware, like really re-aware of how good it feels to move again.
Awesome.
And I've been moving by walking, but I really feel like I need to get I need to get my heart rate up. So I want to be aware of how wonderful that is when I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can definitely relate to that. It's like, oh yeah. What is this? Oh, sweat. Oh,
yeah. Like a breath of fresh air.
That's awesome. So what can you do to help remind yourself, or what could we do to support you in remembering and being aware of that?
Well, I think what I need to do is make a commitment to working with these physical therapists and taking the time when I'm finished with my appointments with them to still spend an hour in the gym. And so I want to do that at least 3 times a week, if not 5, but I'm going to start with 3 for right now. And as far as, you know, just check in with me about it on these weekly or biweekly calls that we have. And if I'm slacking off, give me a little cyber kick in the ass.
Awesome.
I really need to do this. I really need to regain some vitality. Especially with a long, cold winter coming ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's what I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And I love that you love your body in that way, to want to do that self-care and take care of yourself and not just spend, you know, like, oh, winter's coming, so I'm just going to not do anything. And maybe next summer I'll get back, you know, in the swing of things. I really love and appreciate that you have that attention and intention to work up a sweat and go to the gym and take care of your vessel. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. Great. Courtney, would you be willing to share what you'd like to be more aware of?
Yes. Let's see. I think the biggest thing I'd like to be more aware of is just like when I'm doing this and what exactly type of stories I'm coming up with when people do things that I get an emotional reaction. Often there's stories that I'm making up in my head that aren't necessarily on fact, you know, that I'm making assumptions of what they mean by what they did or what they said to me or stuff like that. So I'd like to be more aware of when I'm doing that and what exactly the stories are. So I can stop.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. That's a common one. It's really, as humans, definitely. And I want you to know that you're definitely not alone. And in that experience of feeling the kind of jumping to conclusions or making up stories or assumptions about what other people think and then kind of reacting based on the story, and super, super common, super normal. Have there been things that have helped to kind of break out of that or be more aware of it in the moment?
I think one thing is just like when I get sent a negative feeling, just voicing it a little bit more, and then that person can be like, oh, well, I didn't mean that at all. Like, I meant this. So I think just having a little bit more communication around it instead of just kind of keeping it to myself has helped a lot.
Awesome.
More with that.
Yeah, that's great. I love that tool, right? So the assumption's happening, and then instead of going with the assumption or the story, actually checking in with the other person. Like, you know, I think what I heard you say is I overeat and I need to exercise. And they're like, no. Like, I was saying that you should eat more meat or something. You know, like, sometimes we don't really know what somebody is trying to say. So addressing that in the moment is a super good tool for that. And I'm really happy that you not only want to be more aware, but you also have the courage to say something in the moment, because sometimes that can be a little bit scary too. So awesome. Are there any other things you want to try or tools you want to try or things we can do to support you in being more aware?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Okay. Awesome. A quick suggestion I'm going to throw in here is reflecting at the end of the day, like on conversations or encounters or interactions that we have. And because sometimes I don't even realize until later that I made up this whole story about this person. And I'm at like later on in the day or while I'm laying in bed, I'll be like, oh my gosh, like maybe that's not what they meant at all. Or, you know, maybe they were trying to say something else. So that can be a part of this awareness, right? Is just reflecting like, who did I talk to today? Did I feel any triggers? Did I feel emotional? You know, in the future, how might I be able to check in with them more, get some more like clarity and not jump to conclusions? So just reflection. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you for that share. Yeah. All right. Sylvia, would you be willing to share something you'd like to be more aware of?
Sure. Awesome. So I think kind of the thing that comes to mind for me is when you were talking about between, you know, the gut emotional feeling that you automatically feel and then the pause and kind of thinking about what I actually want to feel, you know, and not, have, you know, just feeling that the first feeling that comes to me. So I'd like to be a little bit more aware of that and, you know, kind of changing it, because a lot of times I've just felt like, oh, whatever I feel is how I feel. I don't know. And then I can't change it. But so this has been really good to be like, oh, I can change how I feel, you know, compared to whatever reaction I feel in the first place, I guess.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. So hopefully I can work on that. And also, you know, not, you know, caring what other people think of me or wondering maybe what they're, you know, thinking of me or what they think my life should look like, and not just not caring about that kind of stuff. So probably those two things.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. And I'm glad that that connected with you or resonated with you. Like, stimulus response, what's in the middle, right? Like what I have some freedom there. And that's, again, like that is really where we start to learn that we're not these Pavlovian, I mean, we can be these Pavlovian creatures, you know, it's like press the lever, get the carrot or whatever. But we don't have to be, right? Like we can be if we want to. And it's actually very advantageous and beneficial that we can be, because we can start to create stimulus response reward systems for good habits and for good ways of thinking. So it's great to build it around automatizing positive aspects and behaviors. But with things that we might want to change or things that aren't serving us very much, it's awesome to know that we have the ability to be in choice in the moment, and we don't have to be like swept away. So I'm so glad that you highlighted that. That's really cool. And then the like making assumptions and caring what other people think too, just being more aware of like of that experience. It sounds like, yeah. Awesome. Are there any ways like specifically that you would like to kind of put this into practice or increase your awareness, or is there anything we can do to support that?
I'm not really sure exactly. Just, I don't know, just maybe a reminder to somehow remind myself to try and just be more aware of my emotions and my feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. That's, reminders are great. I think I've probably mentioned to all three of you at some point that I've still to this day, but I used to be really hilarious about putting sticky notes everywhere, like everywhere in my car, in my apartment, on my light switches. Like my friends would come over and they'd be like, Fawn's at it again. Like, what are you working on this time? But it helps. And it's so helpful for like affirmations, for just reminders, just like a note on the door that says, turn the lights off before we leave the house or check the stove. Same sort of thing, where when we see that, we're like, oh, like, what was I just thinking? That's a really great question to ask. Like waking up in the moment is like, what was I just thinking? Did I choose that thought, or was that thought happening? Ooh. Like that little, that's like a little way, like a seems so simple thing, but it's a way to wake up in the moment and create more awareness. So reminders on your phone are great. I'm just gesturing to my phone. Reminders on your phone, reminders, you can like email yourself. I've done that before too. So And this, like, everybody, I hope everybody that's listening or on the call right now, I highly encourage you to implement any way that you can help yourself wake up in the moment. That will start training your brain to be more conscious and less on autopilot and less on robot mode. And you'll find that it becomes a lot easier to, like, choose what you want instead of feeling like you're compelled to do something. So thank you for that share, Sylvia. That was really, really great illustrative example. Okay. Any questions about any of that before I move on? Okay, cool. I'm going to check the time real quick. It's 5:50. Super. Okay. So the next thing I would like to talk to you ladies about, this is a part of the title of the course, so I think it's probably pretty obvious to all of you, but I'm really, really big on having fun and being happy and being joyful. Hence the fun in life, fun purpose. I've been through a lot of different programs and courses and books, and I've had a lot of coaches, and I think the majority of personal development or programs out there focus on, like, you know, how to change, how to become a better person, how to find your dream life and your purpose and your path. And that's all awesome. And I've benefited greatly from that. One of the things that I found missing or lacking in a lot of that is happiness. Like how to live life on a vibration or in a space, in an internal space that feels really good. That to me is incredibly important. I've always naturally, thankfully, been very optimistic and very positive, but that's not to say that I haven't gotten into my funks or that I haven't struggled for years on about certain things. And when I really started to get a grip on this concept of awareness and on choice, I asked myself, you know, how do I want to feel? Do I want to feel like a victim? Do I want to feel like the system's out to get me? Do I want to feel disempowered, or do I want to feel judged, or like all of the things that I had been allowing to impact me and kind of bring me down? It felt, you know, feels heavy. I don't know if you can relate, but like that feeling of like, I don't know, just like being heady or being anxious or being afraid or being insecure, like all these emotions that we feel, these experiences that we have are okay for when they're like appropriate for the cause or the stimulus. But to feel those things all the time because of the stories we have going on in our minds or the beliefs that we have, that's not necessary. We don't have to carry that. So I woke up and I made a commitment and I made a decision 7 or so years ago to be happy. I made happiness my number one inspiration, my number one desire, my number one way of being. And because I knew that I didn't want to feel like crap. I didn't want to feel less than amazing. And it took me a while to realize that that was even a choice. But once I did, I started to check in with myself again in those moments of awareness, the like stimulus response. I started to realize that, oh my goodness, like I could be happy in this moment instead of frustrated. And my ego didn't like that very much because my ego is like, yeah, but the guy cut you off or the lady broke your thing. And so my ego like wants to attach to the anger, or attach to the frustration, or attach to feeling like a victim, you know, like the system is messed up or whatever. There's a lot of attachment to suffering and a lot of attachment to struggle. It's something, again, that the neurons that fire together wire together. And so we become used to and become habituated to functioning at a level that is less than joy or less than happiness. So on my journey, I made the commitment, I made the decision, and life is still life. So certainly it's, you know, it's not just like, I'm always happy. Everything is awesome. However, that is the core of my commitment now. And before I even realized or thought about making a commitment to, or an intention about how I wanted to feel, I was just kind of like willy-nilly, you know, like life is life and I'm going to do my best not to get sucked down by it. And I'm going to do my best to thrive. But what I've experienced and what I've found in my personal experience over the course of the last several years, and then also working with some awesome coaches, happiness coaches, studying positive psychology, studying the science of happiness, having worked with the, I think he's still the world eminent researcher. I worked with him at Berkeley. He supervised my honors thesis. And his whole thing, his whole domain of expertise is that we're born to be good and we're born to be happy. So I got a lot of guidance and mentorship from him over a decade ago, writing my thesis. And then I've sourced just a lot of amazing information around the importance of feeling good. And so come to find out, not only does it feel good to feel good, but it's also scientifically, biologically, emotionally, and psychologically the optimal way of living. So that's why I have placed such an emphasis on this throughout the course. It's not just, you know, like go get your rocks off and eat chocolate cake and, you know, party and feel good on that level. I mean, that's fine. That's great. And trust, I do that. But this is more about authentic happiness, happiness from the inside out, happiness on a level where we see the beauty in everything. We see the perfection and the joy and the opportunity in everything to experience the miracle of life. And even if it is somebody cutting me off in traffic at this point, I may still get a knee jerk kind of like, but immediately I'm like, thank goodness my car didn't get hit. I bless that person. I hope their mom didn't just die and they're rushing home to deal with it. Like, I'm able to frame things and kind of zoom out and think about things more expansively in a way where I'm able to be in joy and be in happiness. So a lot of what we talk about in this course is going to be about that, how to feel happier, how to feel more positive, be more optimistic, why it's important. You know, some people are like, well, why would I want to be happy? Life is life. And I'm like, well, here's this laundry list of health benefits, emotional benefits. People like to be around you more. Things are more enjoyable. But there's evidence as to why being happy is the way to be. Being, you know, lit up from the inside out is the way to be. And we'll be covering that a lot in this course. Why it's important, how to feel it, how to shift the gremlins and the negative thinking patterns and the things that kind of come up from the swamp and try to bring us down sometimes. We'll be talking about how to make peace with that, make friends with them, and have a more pleasant experience when that does happen and how to shift out of it more quickly. We'll be having a ton of fun. I love giving assignments that are, you know, fun based, especially like celebrating for no reason, or self dates. That's something we'll be talking about too with the relationship with self, is taking ourselves on a self date at least once a week for at least an hour and doing something that we really like. So that could be taking a walk through the alleyways of town and taking photos, or it could be getting a pedicure. It could be writing, but with the intention of a self date, which again is on the wavelength of joy, on the wavelength of happiness, because we're doing something that we love. We're doing something that we enjoy. So, is this making sense? Does anybody have any questions at this point? Okay. So happiness, very important, huge part of this course. Another thing that I'll be kind of weaving into this is this notion, which is true, that everything we desire because we believe it's going to make us feel good. It's a very, very, very simple truth, and it blows my mind every time it comes up, or every time I get some coaching. So I want these new shoes, or whether I want to, all of these things that I desire because I believe it's going to help me or make me feel good. So just in knowing that, right, it kind of illustrates and illuminates this aspect of feeling good. Feeling good is important to us. Again, so the feeling good, the happiness, the joy, another reason like why and how this is related to our psychology and in our consciousness. So we'll be talking also a lot about desire and what we desire and why we desire it. And just kind of, there's two caveats I'm going to cover here around desire kind of quickly. So the first is that a lot of us haven't even given ourselves permission to desire what we desire. We've been told by, you know, society or our families or our religions or our cultures or our friends or our teachers or our schools that we're supposed to be this way. We're supposed to be happy with what we have. We're supposed to, you know, there's all these, you've all heard me use the word rules before, like bullshit rules around, and like limitations that we place on ourselves or that the world places on us. So we feel guilt for desiring a lot of the time. We don't even ask ourselves, what would I really, 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 really want if I really, really, really gave myself permission to want it? Mm-hmm. And that's very natural. It's something that I've worked a lot on myself, that worthiness, that what do I really want? And so we'll be talking a lot about that. And to plant the seed right now, I would invite everybody to give themselves permission to start asking, what do I desire? What would I really like today, in this moment, in the future? What would I like my life to include? How would I like to feel? Getting in touch with that part of us that has that excitement around an experience or around a feeling or a person. Desire is what pulls us forward. Excitement and desire are it's energy that pulls us forth into the present moment. There's no other moment but the present moment, but it's kind of this like beautiful golden thread that tethers us to our goals and our dreams and our visions. And so giving that golden tether more energy and really giving ourselves permission to get in touch with what we want is so important. If we don't do that, we settle, whether it's unconsciously or consciously, we're not going to feel super fulfilled in our lives if we're settling. So that's one aspect of it that I wanted to address right now. And on the other hand, inclusively, we don't have to wait to feel good. We don't have to wait until we get the thing or see the person or get the shoes to feel good. And that's something that it's kind of like being a kid and Christmas is a week away, you know, and we're like, nah, I can't wait till Christmas. And we're just not happy until Christmas morning happens. And we're maybe even miserable because it's like the pain of waiting until Christmas morning. And that's how it kind of feels like in life sometimes, you know, whether it's like a vacation or there's something in the future or something that we're looking forward to. For a lot of my clients, it's like, I can't wait until I figure my life out, you know, and like in that process, it's fucking miserable and I can't stand the tension and the angst. So we'll be working on how to have desire, which is very important, and how to feel good. And how to feel good in the meantime as well, right? Like not waiting until the future to feel really good and feel really alive. Mm-hmm. Because we don't have to. We can feel good in this moment. We can feel good on the way to feeling good, right? Mm-hmm. So that's something that I something I really love to talk about and to explore, even for myself. I mean, still to this day, like I'm about to go travel the world and I find this part of me that's like, I can't wait. And it's like, hold on. You don't have to wait. You can be super happy right now. So we can have it all. And I love that. I love holding the line for that. I love talking about it. I love living it. I love encouraging other people to have that experience of I can be happy right now. And I can be excited and have desire around what I'm creating in my life that isn't right now yet, right? So I just covered a lot around desire. Does anybody have any questions or shares they want to offer up around that? Doing good? Okay. So let's do, let me check the time here. Let's do a share, if you'd be willing, a quick share around desire. Let's share something that we desire and something that we, something that we find ourselves being frustrated because we don't have it yet. And so this may be the same thing or this may be two different things. So does that sound okay? Would you guys be willing to do that? Okay. So I'll start out by saying, I desire a beautiful craftsman eco house up in the mountains with a beautiful garden on 50 acres with kids running around, people running around, dinners being cooked, plant or vegetables being plucked out of the garden, and a place where people can feel safe and come together in community. That's something that I really desire that, and I'm really excited about in my future. Something that I get frustrated about when I have to wait, or I feel like I have to wait for it, is, oh, okay, this is vulnerable, weight loss. When I want to lose some weight, I can't wait. I'm like, come on, pounds, get off of me. So I'm really being in the moment of being grateful for my body and being happy right now, and still having the desire of being fit and treating my body well. So whew, that was stretchy. Okay, Lisa, would you be willing to share a desire and then maybe a time when you get frustrated?
Yeah, I think, you know, again, I'm just going to kind of stay on my body theme. My desire is to just feel, I guess, energized. When I wake up in the morning, I experienced that a lot this summer because I was active and I was, you know, just being totally loved up by nature and swimming a lot. And I kind of feel that slipping away with the change of the seasons. And so my desire is to, you know, create that, not rely on the seasons and the landscape around me to realize that on a daily basis, or at least on a every other day basis or a weekly basis. Because when I'm moving and I'm engaged in my life and the fun things in my life, the things that I'm passionate about, you know, I am happy. And when I don't prioritize that, I really suffer for it. And then there goes the spiral. So yeah, I'm just really desiring to feel good on a daily basis when I wake up, especially, because I really struggle with that. My story is that I have a lot of body issues. And so yeah, I want to move up and out of that. And my frustration is being able to find the gratitude on the days when I am not feeling so good physically. And when even my body-mind connection is, you know, kind of, I'm feeling scrambled. So that's really frustrating to me because it kind of gets me down and it, you know, and then I have this whole story that I tell myself around it.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, I really appreciate your honesty and vulnerability in sharing that. Mm-hmm. I can relate. I can certainly relate around body image stuff, you know, like just not feeling as energized, whether it's energized or whether it's just like, meh, you know, I think as women, most people can relate, but Yeah. I appreciate you sharing that. And have there been any like tools or tricks or practices that you've done that kind of help you when you feel frustrated or when you don't feel connected to your, I don't know, that energy that you want to be connected to? Have you found ways that help you kind of snap into a good place? Or,
well, it all has to do with, you know, being proactive. Mm-hmm. So either I stretch or I get out and go for a walk. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I can change my thinking around it and make that different choice. But I think when you have physical pain going on, mm-hmm. that anyway, I've just been really challenged with it. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's about moving. It's about getting up and moving. That's what I can do to deal with my frustration, and also trying to have self-compassion. Mm. Trying to actively work self-compassion, self-acceptance, and just realizing where I'm at in this stage of my life. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Good, 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 good. I'm so glad that you have those tools and you have the awareness to be compassionate with yourself and be gentle. It's so important. I think you and I watched that Kristen Neff video together, didn't we, about self-compassion this spring? And we were like, whoa.
Oh, the
that TED Talk?
Compassion.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was actually a term I'd never even really thought about before.
Right. Yeah. So for those of you listening in on the recording or on the call right now, there's a video by Kristen Neff, and I'll include this in the notes from this call. She does a TED Talk about self-compassion, and it's like, it's mind blowing. It's so encouraging, and there's so much support in there. So I'm glad that you brought that up, Lisa. Self-compassion is something we will definitely be diving into. I'm glad that you have the awareness around that to be gentle with yourself.
And I'm getting my sticky notes out right now.
Yay. Awesome.
I'm writing a sticky note for my bathroom mirror.
What are you writing?
Self-compassion.
Yes. Awesome. Love it. What does self-compassion look like for you?
Just realizing I'm human and I think there's more of a perfectionist inside of me than I like to admit. Mm. And it's interesting because it all translates to how I am with my daughter. And so the more I kind of meditate on self-compassion and just realize that I don't have to hold myself accountable for to the nth degree all the time and just kind of loosen the reins a little bit. That's what it is for me now. And just realizing that I'm on this beautiful journey, on this beautiful soul journey, and some of these difficult things are part of what I'm learning from. You know, and when I can get in that space of acceptance, that's when the self-compassion can really flourish. Mm. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Yes to that. Mm. Yeah.
Thank you. Easier said than done, but whenever I really do pull that card out, it totally serves me.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I'm glad that you're making a sticky note. There's a card there. Mm-hmm. You said something that an image came up for me. You said loosening the reins.
Yeah.
So I think it could be fun. I want to invite you to maybe draw a picture of a depiction of that in whatever form that may take. Like maybe you on a horse with like the reins way out here. or like, you know, it's just however it may feel fun and light for you to loosen the reins. That's like reprogramming that part of you that's like the perfectionist or the, like, I have to have the horse performing perfect, you know?
Right. So
having maybe some imagery or some, like, some fun emotion around loosening those reins up, to help, regroove the grooves.
Okay.
Be a little suggestion. So yeah. Awesome.
I can already feel that in my body.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Ooh, yes. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah. Keep doing it. Okay, Courtney, would you be willing to do a share around something you desire and something you feel frustrated about when you desire it and it's not here yet?
Sure. So they're probably going to be mostly the same, but the thing I'm probably striving for the most and wanting the most right now is direction and purpose and like career and what I want to do and what type of life path will make me feel the most fulfilled. And I guess the frustration comes in and just with like the fear of what if I don't find anything? What if I don't find the right thing? What if I go down the wrong path? What if, you know, why isn't it here yet? All that stuff. Like, so.
Yeah. Right. So the questions, the unknowns, and it's, yeah. Right. It's like, I don't have the answers yet. So it's a little bit scary. Like that unknown space. Definitely feel that. I was just reading something, yesterday, I think, around simulating, like the ways that our brains simulate. So some people are optimists, some people are pessimists, some people are like mixed match, hodgepodge of both. And there was something that caught my eye in what I was reading around, like, there people who are lost. I hear those little kittens in the background.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
So
cute.
So people who find themselves pretty like logical or used to using their like logical abilities to navigate life, or to plan or to strategize, sometimes it feels really scary or really stretchy to not know the answers around things. Our brains are like, well, we have to know the process or the steps, so we have to know like how it's going to work. Mm-hmm. And so it's really frustrating. And then when the brain doesn't get the answers that it wants, it starts to go, well, if you don't figure this out, you're never going to figure it out. Or, you know, because it's not happening now, it's never going to happen. And it starts to kind of spiral out in those kinds of thoughts and thinking. So one thing I want to say is that like, that's totally natural, to be in curiosity and wondering about it. Like what if I choose the wrong thing, or what if this doesn't work out? Those are fine questions to ask. It's when we get attached to like the fear or the anxiety around it, where it's like, it's really scary. So the thing that caught my eye yesterday is the word maybe. So maybe it won't work out. Maybe I'll choose something that I end up not liking. Maybe I'll choose something I really do like. Maybe this will work out totally fine. So instead of being in that black and white rigid process or that rigid way of thinking about things, if you find yourself there, maybe try on the maybes and just be like, well, maybe it'll be sunny tomorrow, or maybe I'm fine right now, you know? And it starts to loosen that iron grip of like the fear or the anxiety around things not working out or things not being, you know, perfect. So does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. Cool. All right. Yeah. Thank you so much for that share. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Miss Sylvia, would you be willing to share?
Yeah, no problem. So mine's pretty similar to Courtney's. My desires are around job, like a meaningful career where I can make a difference in the world and feel good about myself that way. Just the frustrations is, you know, that it's not, maybe I'm not creating it soon enough, or that I'm not able to have the lifestyle I want yet, you know, without being a digital nomad or you know, creating that job yet. And, you know, when I choose what I want to do, there's like a fear of like, am I going to be good enough or worthy enough or, you know, to actually be able to do a good job in that. So, because I want to do really good at whatever I decide.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. I know that it's very vulnerable, you know, sharing these things. So thank all of you for sharing that. And again, kind of echoing what I was sharing with Courtney around like not over simulating and not over associating negative, like the future being negative or like, oh, I'm going to fail or I'm not going to be any good. Or what if I'm not very good? You know, what if you are, right? Maybe I will be. Just kind of expanding around the worry there, and even an even more empowering, I guess, invitation or tool that I would invite you to use is the I ams. Like, I am going to be really good at this, whatever it is. I am passionate. I do want to help the planet, or I am helping the planet. So when those fears come up, because I'm going to back up a little bit. I think this is important to speak to. this is going to be an interesting one to cover in just the span of a couple of minutes. But the only thing that there is the now. There is no future. There is no past. There is no place that we're going to arrive at. There is no place that we've been from. There's always only been the now. When I have that house up in the mountains with all the kids running around and the flowers and the horses and everything, that will be the now then, but it will still be the now, right? There is no like dimension where I can reach out and touch that thing. It's in here and I'm imagining it, but it's still going to be the now when I get there. It's super heady concept, but it's true. So in being in the now, we can utilize the now to simulate what could go wrong, or we could use the now to be in the now and say, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to do my best to do my best, and I am doing my best, but I don't know what's going to happen. So I'm not going to let myself spin out around hypotheticals. I will be in conscious choice around empowering thoughts, around self-compassion, around statements that are empowering, like I will, I am, I can. Those kinds of statements are the now statements, right? So the more that we can catch ourselves in the worry state or the anxiety state, replace that with an empowering thought that's related, the more we'll find that, first of all, worrying is a poor waste of the imagination. It's a great quote. And then also that if now is the only moment, then what do we want to do with this moment? Do we want to worry, or do we want to feel good? And do we want to believe that we are going to create what we're going to create? That's a lot to pack in there. Certainly that's what this course is about, right? Is how to be happy, how to feel confident, how to be in the now and not let worry run our lives or our habits run our lives anymore. Was that helpful? That was a lot to just like.
Yeah, that was helpful.
Awesome. Yeah. But also I want to say that like, that's totally normal, right? As humans, we're like, what if I mean, for me on this call today, I'm like, shit, what if I don't know what to say, or I forget what I'm doing, you know, like I probably have, you know, but I consciously, because I've been exercising these awareness muscles for so long, I'm like, I'm going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Like I love these ladies. These are my clients. I'm going to do my best. If I mess up, I'm going to just own it. You know, it's okay, but it's going to be great. Like, you know, and I'm doing this out of service, and I'm doing this because this is my purpose. So switching my attention from like, to, okay, like it's all good. So just that, again, like coming back to the awareness, Awesome. Okay. Does anybody have any questions about desire, being in the now, being happy in the now? Is this connecting? Is this helpful? Any feedback at all? Okay. Good? Awesome.
Yeah, it's good to speak the desires and to hear ourselves say it, at least for me, to hear myself say it. It takes it out of my head and puts it out there to consider in a different way.
Yeah, awesome. That's, hadn't thought about that until you just mentioned it, but I agree. It's like, am I really saying this right now? Like,
yeah.
I do want this thing.
Yeah.
Awesome. So we have just a few more moments here, 5 more minutes. On that note, actually, that was a perfect segue, Lisa. Thank you. So our fun activity for the next week or two, or forever, will be to give ourselves permission to write what we desire, to ask ourselves, what do I really, 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 really want? And have fun with it, like go crazy with it. And nobody has to see this. We can share it on the next call if we want to, or we can share it in the Facebook group or in the forum if we feel comfortable. I invite all of you to do that. But this is one of my favorite activities. And it was, I had a lot of resistance, to be honest, that came up for me when my coach had me do this the first time, because I had those voices of like, well, how would I make that happen? Or do I deserve that? Like, I don't deserve that. Like, they're hungry kids, you know, or like, there was just all my like gremlins, all those, like, as Gay Hendricks calls them, upper limiters, which we'll be talking about definitely in this course. His book, The Big Leap, taught me a lot about upper limiting and how I would like, I'd be like, yeah, oh, like, yeah, oh. So this exercise is to help us dream boundlessly and give ourselves permission to suspend disbelief and suspend the hows or the whatever the gremlins are saying, right? Just be like, thank you, gremlins. I hear you. You know, you're here. You guys can go outside and play for now. I'm going to be journaling about my desires, and I'm going to write down whatever I want. Guiltlessly, right? Or hopefully. So that's our fun work for the next couple of weeks. Notice what comes up when you do this. Does it, you know, it's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to feel really good to think about the things that we desire. That feeling of like, well, I don't have it yet, so I feel like shit. Like, that feeling will probably come up too. Like, I'm not there yet, so I feel icky, or I feel frustrated. Notice that when it comes up, just notice it, right? Just starting with the basics of awareness here, notice it and ask yourself, how can I find joy in this moment? It can be something as tiny as like this pen. I'm grateful for black ink and push pens that don't leak, right? Like, that's great. That's joyous. Or, I'm grateful for water, or I love that this tree has so many orchids on it. I don't know if orchids grow on trees, but anyway, point being, when we catch ourselves being frustrated because we don't have the desire, come back into the moment, use gratitude, access gratitude, access the miracle of life around us. And that will start to foster that, like, happy in the now and being happy in the desire. And have fun with it. I mean, if you want to go visit castles, if you want to walk down a runway once in your life with some Gucci, whatever it is, if you want to horseback ride the wall of China, I don't care. Like, I don't care. Whatever it is that your soul desires, write it down. It could be big, it could be small. Like, for me, this is really life. I just got this water boiler for my office, right? So I can make tea on my desk, so I don't go down to the kitchen and boil water. And it's like bright green, and it boils water in 2 minutes. And I really wanted that thing, but I put it off for a while because I'm like, I can just go to the kitchen. But I promise you, I got that thing last week, and I have been drinking tea nonstop, and it brings me so much joy. So it might be something small. It might be something big. Go for it. So Desire Journal 101, that's our fun work for this week. And I think I will go ahead and stop there. Covered a lot today. I wanted to go over the modules, but pretty much did the overview. We'll be starting with the welcome module on the next call. So if you have watched the video and done the worksheets, awesome. Go ahead and revisit those, brush up a little bit, add to them if you want to. If you haven't watched the videos or done those worksheets, go ahead and do them. In the meantime, we'll do some shares around that next time. And before we end our call, I'm going to go a couple minutes over. We're going to do a takeaway just like we do on our one-on-one calls. And this time I'll let Lisa start and I'll end. Is that okay with you, Lisa?
Sure.
Cool. All right.
So let's see. My takeaway is just feeling excited to be engaged in a circle of sharing and caring and learning and having all of your modules fun to kind of work with as a guide, all of us together cumulatively. So I'm coming away feeling excited and held. So thank you for that.
Yay, awesome. I'm so grateful that you feel that way. Awesome.
Yeah, I do. And yes, I do.
Good. You deserve it. Happy early birthday.
Thank you, honey.
Yeah. Courtney, takeaway.
I think for me, the one that I wrote down and starred was asking yourself the question every now and again, you know, do I want to worry right now or do I want to be happy or, you know, do I want to be angry right now or do I want to be happy? How do I want to feel right now? Is a good question to look into yourself. I like that one.
Yeah. Awesome. So glad that stood out to you. Yeah. And another thing to tack onto that, if you want to, is what am I committed to? That was kind of like what called me into check when I would be like, I'm justified in being grumpy. It's like, I'm committed to happiness. Awesome. Thank you for that share. Sylvia, takeaway.
Okay. I think my takeaways here were, well, I'm happy to be connected with you guys because I think that's really fun to be part of a group. Like I mentioned earlier, I think the space between the emotions and, you know, that pausing and that awareness, that's a great takeaway. Giving permission to dream and to, you know, have those desires. All those things were great.
Awesome. Yay. I'm so glad that was valuable for you. All right, ladies, on that note, thank you again so much for being on the call tonight. It's something that I've been looking forward to for honestly, probably 2.5 years, creating a program and a tribe and like hand selecting the kinds of women that I want to be a part of it. It's like, this is a really big deal for me and it's amazing to have you all be a part of it. And I'm super, super grateful. And I really look forward to continuing this in the future and serving you all and furthering our connection and having fun with our lives and our purpose. So on that note, feel free to email me, text me, chime in the Facebook group if you haven't already signed up. I will send you an invite. I don't think you can find it just by searching Facebook. So email me if you want to be in the Facebook group. I will invite you. This is a place, again, it's closed. Nobody else on, well, who knows these days, but nobody else on Facebook can see it or find it. It's just for us. We can ask questions. We can share challenges, celebrations, insights, thoughts, blah, everything. So utilize the group and utilize me. I'm here as your resource. And I will be mailing out the MP3 from this call tomorrow. And I think the calls for now are going to be weekly. I'm still sorting out if it's going to be every week or every 2 weeks. There's kind of like a split vote there. So, but I will
and
be in touch.
Tuesday on Wednesdays at 5.
That's another thing. So yeah, so I've got ladies all over the country, different time zones, families, jobs, cats, stuff. So mm-hmm. I would love for it to be at a predictable time, a regular time, just so people can plan around it. I'm going to mm-hmm. do another email outreach to remind everybody to submit their availability for next week and the following week. Hopefully there will be more overlap in availability, but I'm kind of, I would love for like Wednesday nights at 6:30 so that my ladies who do have 9-to-5s can join after their work day. But again, I hope that doesn't conflict with other people. It's like herding cats, but in the best way possible, because I want you all here. So I will definitely be in touch and keep you all up to speed about that. And on that note, have a blessed evening, and I'm super grateful for you, and we'll all be connecting soon.
Thank you.
Awesome. Good night, ladies.
Bye, ladies. Nice to meet you.